AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tropical Storm Debbie is back over land in North Carolina. At least one death has been reported. Debbie has not moved much after reaching coastal Georgia and the Carolinas.
I'm not sure exactly how much rain we've had here. I'm assuming 12 to 15 inches.
Gene Taylor lives outside Charleston, South Carolina. He says rains from Debbie first started falling a week ago.
A couple inches, I think we're fine. We're going to be fine. The water's already receding. It's high tide right now, or real close to it, and it's going down, and that's a great sign.
The remnants of Debbie are going to start moving up the East Coast. Earth's string of 13 straight months with a new average heat record has come to an end.
July 2024's average heat just missed surpassing the July of a year ago. However, climate scientists such as Julien Nicolas from Copernicus say the end of the record does not mean that climate change is stopping.
The consequences of climate change have been seen for many years. They started before June 2023, and they won't end because this streak of records is ending.
Human-caused climate change drives extreme weather events that are wreaking havoc around the globe, with several examples just in recent weeks. Torrential rain and flooding displaced thousands in South Africa, a fatal landslide hit Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, and record heat in Tokyo killed over 120 people. I'm Karen Shamas.
Nobel laureate Mohammed Yunus took the oath of office as head of Bangladesh's interim government. Violent protests prompted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to step down and flee to India. Russian troops are fighting Ukrainian forces in the Kursk region for a third day in one of the largest cross-border incursions. Authorities in Austria say one of the suspects accused of plotting an attack at a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. The concerts have been canceled. This is AP News. The Labor Department reports fewer people file for unemployment benefits.
Jobless claims for last week fell by 17,000, better than what analysts were expecting, landing at 233,000. This was the first snapshot of the labor market since last week's disappointing jobs report for July, which sent financial markets into a tailspin. With fears, it signaled a recession. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out some of the volatility, had an increase of 2,500 applications, bringing the total number for the period over 240,000. Some suggest the cooling in the labor market will push the Federal Reserve to accelerate its rate-cutting schedule. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks rallied in early trading on Wall Street based in part on the jobs report. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.